should be a pediatric endocrinologist in the Northwest. And unfortunately, this is only a pediatrician with a special interest in diabetes. And apparently, only 20% of their time is going to be dedicated to diabetes. They don't have the expertise to head up a centre of excellence, which is badly needed in the Northwest.
And your argument is that there are enough numbers in Letterkenny and in Sligo to justify the appointment of a specialist endocrinologist in each. So what the Northwest has to share is far below what would meet the guidelines.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, the government model of care guidelines for the HSE, which was actually signed off by Leo Varadkar several years ago, and it clearly states for every 200 children with type 1 diabetes, there should be two paediatric endocrinologists. Letterkenny alone has almost 130 children. Therefore, we are insisting that there should be one paediatric endocrinologist, Letterkenny, and one in Sligo, solely because of the whole geography of the Northwest. Simon Harris, the Minister for Health, is the head of the whole health department now. So it's entirely up to, we believe now, to the Minister. He can see clearly that the Saoilte Group are not implementing the government guidelines. Their Saoilte are saying it's because of lack of finance. They don't have the additional finance. So we're asking for palliative care with the rest of the country. And we're asking for the Minister to announce an immediate injection of $1.5 million solely for diabetes care into the Northwest to finally sort out the severe anomaly of care. And we're calling on, we have very good support from all of the five TDs in Donegal, but there's only one of those TDs, Joe McHugh, is sitting at the cabinet each day. So we're calling on Joe McHugh to start pushing hard from people of Donegal and to make sure this additional funding is announced so as we can get proper diabetes care into the Northwest.